Howdy, freelancers, consultants, remote workers, digital nomads, whatever it is that you call yourself, you really want to be in control of your own time, and that's why you run your own business. So this is the Ask Rez show. I want to jump right into it. And this is from an email that I got about what are the startup costs and really the ongoing costs involved in regards to becoming an independent contractor. Now, for me, well, I'm a bit of a risk taker, right? So I always knew that I would be working for myself eventually. So I always like to try to mitigate those risks. And in order to do so, I always did freelance work while I was working full time. So with that in mind, every decision that I made throughout my entire career was with that thought in mind, that I would always be working for myself in the future. So that made a lot of things somewhat easier, right? So for me, the startup costs and really just the ongoing costs are all about making sure that I'm myself, my family, we're secure in that there's a check coming in. Right? I can always fall back on my skills as a developer and go back and get a full-time job. That's the cushion, right? That's essentially what it is that is the fail-safe. However, in order for me to build a sustainable business and all of the things that come along with that and achieve those goals that I set out for, I want to have the proper things in place. So things like healthcare, your run rate, what's in your savings account, taxes, all of these things you have to consider, right? And I respect that. And the thing is that the situation is different for everybody. Every person's different. How you can handle the stress of money is different. So in generally, people want to say that you need 6 months of savings to essentially start your own business. Now, that's tough. I know it. I live in New York, so having 6 months of savings is tough to do. But if you have runway of other work that's not just from one stream or one client, that's going to help you. Health insurance is very expensive. I was lucky that I was able to go on my wife's plan, who was working full time. So, I just went on hers. But, in looking around, things that kind of landscape changes at all times. So you want to make sure that it's a good fit for you. As far as, taxes, I like to put aside 30% of any sort of payment I get, just so that I know that I'm covered when my taxes are due. This is something that you really need to be mindful, because this will ruin your business. But ultimately, the decision to go into contracting sits with your gut. If you need money right away or money's tight, then don't do it right away. Stay in where you're at. Start to build up the contracting work so that you have those multiple streams of revenue. If there are red flags in your gut, then stay away as well. So I hope that this was in some way helpful, enlightened you. There's plenty of resources online about the startup costs of becoming a freelancer and things like that. But ultimately, it's specific to your situation. And I hate to be so ambiguous or so vague with that, but it really is. If you're a single person, you have different responsibilities than somebody with, a family and two kids. So I hope this was helpful in some way. Please leave me a message. I'd love to chat more about this. And if you have any other questions, go ahead, ask me. That's the name of the show, Ask Rez.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.